Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
You didn't need to make that comment, and it wasn't true as well. So, are you doing it for clout? Are you doing it for attention? Whatever.
And really?
Like, that's all I'm going to say. That's all I can say. So take from that what you will. I know people are going to say, oh, but in Casamore, this, that, and whatever. But a little argument, well, a little back and forth that wasn't aired because...
Guys, yeah. Welcome back to another Murad Murali podcast. I'm in a whole different studio. It's bank holiday. My studio's closed. I had no idea. Last minute madness. But I'm here with Shaq, guys. Boy, can we get a round of applause? Come on, engineer guy. Can you clap for him? Come on. Big, big Love Island legend in the building.
Thank you for having me.
No worries, bro. How's your day?
Nah, it's been good so far.
What are you wearing, though? It's coming like...
So that's it's a little tracksuit from 1692.
How's your day been?
Nah, it's been okay. Just... on the move today.
On the move, you're bare. You were just in some voyage, like
yeah, holiday. Just come back like a few days ago.
Holiday.
Yeah, flying out to Malta tomorrow.
Love that. I love that. And then where are you going after that?
I'm going DR.
Right, boy.
Republic. In,
so you're really just catching flights.
Just trying to enjoy, man.
Listen.
Trying to enjoy.
That's
man.
All you can do, man. Before we get into your whole journey of Love Island, because it's gonna be a very interesting conversation. Talk to me about this day party that you're doing.
11th of June, me and Maxwell, we're throwing a day party. It's going to be lit, man. Just kick off the summer the right way. Enjoy, have some good vibes, good people. So, yeah.
So what made you decide to do that venture and go with him?
So I enjoy going out. And me and Maxwell, since we've come out, we've been out together
right.
quite a few times. We were quite close as well. So we thought, why not throw a party and just, you know, have some fun.
Guys, the link's... in the bio below for the tickets if you guys want to check that out.
Come on, man, don't miss out on this.
Don't miss out on the day party. I'll be there as well. Enjoyment. And I just feel like it's good that you two are doing something together. I feel like it's a project.
Yeah.
And it's an investment of your time. And we'll just see where it goes, really.
Definitely.
But
see how this one does and then we'll go from there, really.
Are you nervous?
About the interview or the party?
Both at this point.
No, I'm excited for the party. It's going right. to be fun and everything like that. And the interview... I'm all chilled as
yeah. always. I feel like you were the voice of reason.
I tried to be. Some people thought I did too much.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm always going to be the type of person that whatever I'm thinking, I'm always going to say it.
Yeah, I feel like your intention's in the right place. So it don't matter. Like maybe it was sometimes it could have been, it was excessive here and there, but I just felt like overall, like your head was in the right place. It's more refreshing to see that from a guy
yeah.
as opposed to other guys that have been egging on. People's behaviors that we've seen.
Yeah.
So, and it shows good characteristics in a relationship. So,
thank you.
You know what I mean?
I try to.
Whew, okay. So, you had also gone to a lot of arguments. As well?
Yeah, a couple.
A couple, like people had to hold you back. Like, that shit you had with Harris as yeah. well.
That was just, you know. It wasn't that big of a deal, to be honest. It wasn't that deep at all. Me and Harris are cool, definitely. It was just one or two things that kind of rubbed me the wrong way, but we were all good.
Because the way they show it, within 80 seconds.
You know, like, we was about to fight each other, innit?
That's what it looked like. I'm not mad at it because you brought a lot of entertainment from your season. Like, I felt like if you're not telling somebody like Ron about XYZ or you might get into this fight... Then that whole triangle, and you know, that was up and down with you and Tanya. Both of your journey was quite tumultuous. It was yeah. really up and down.
Yeah.
So, and then to come out of that whole season with your girl, like, it's persevering. You persevered.
No, definitely. I think we went through a lot for the whole season. Me personally definitely went through a lot. But at the end of the day, it was Tanya from day one for me. It's Tanya now and it's Tanya forever, to be honest. So best part of Love Island was definitely coming out with her. And I personally didn't think I'd come up with a girlfriend, but I was always hopeful that I could. But yeah, I'm glad that I did and it was with her.
Talk to me about your mental health in terms of this whole, throughout the show and post, like what was the most difficult moments for you mentally?
Yeah.
And then how did you pull yourself out of that?
I think in the show, it's a lot of pressure. Okay. It's a lot mentally because you're away from your family, your friends, no sort of contact with them. And me, I'm very close to my family. People have seen how close I am with my sisters and things like that.
Was that birthday recently, no?
Yeah, it was a birthday yesterday. So
happy birthday.
Yeah, so I'm very close with my family and my friends. So not being able to speak to them and things like that was a bit difficult. And then obviously you're trying to get to know someone and you're in an environment where everyone's trying to get to know everyone.
It's a lot, man.
It can be. I feel like you have to be very mentally strong to go on Love Island and to come out the other side. And since I've come out, my family have been the biggest support of me and for me. Me and Tanya, we lift each other up whenever we might be, you know, not having the greatest of days or things like that. But she's literally like my rock as well. So without her, my family, my friends, things would have been a lot tougher. But got through it and... yeah, man, I'm just trying to enjoy.
Yeah, I know, it's a lot. When it came to, there was a scene where you were emotional and you were crying.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen somebody, like, as a man of color who gets emotional on daytime television like that.
Yeah.
And to see that and to show emotion, I feel like it's a different side. That looked like you were just crying for 2 seconds and we didn't know what happened. So what was that about, if you want to speak on it?
I can speak on it. I think everyone saw from day one, I'm very emotional. Not something that I'm not proud of.
Right.
It's who I am. But that scene was, I was having a very bad day, missing my family, missing home. And it was very intense. And then obviously movie night happened and everyone thought, oh, Shaq's crying because of movie night.
What are you doing?
That's what I said. It was a quick kiss.
Why am I not hearing about this before?
Maybe it was exactly what I said.
But it was actually, I was missing home. It's my family, my friends and everything like that. And it all just became a lot because it is very stressful and it is mentally tough in there. So it just got clipped together like I was crying about movie night. But it was in fact, it was very stressful and I was missing home.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
That's a lot, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because for me, I was there from literally start to finish. So you got to imagine 2 months not talking to anyone apart from the people that you're living with. So, like I said, it can get tough, especially for someone who's very close with their family as well. So, yeah, I've never been away from my family for that long as well. So it got a bit tough, especially that day specifically.
Speaking of tough, the Casa Amor was a lot.
I mean, I've been sleeping on the daybed for the last couple of nights because out of respect and...
For both of you. And that at that moment, you were just very much set on, this is over or this is done.
Yeah.
How, like, what else happened during that Casa Amor situation that we may not have seen?
But... So when we was in Casa Amor, I was literally, my head was with Tanya the whole time.
Right.
It was never, I had no chance of being swayed, didn't have a connection with anyone. Mm. So when she came back and obviously she'd recoupled with Martin, I was like, okay, like this is done. But then what you guys probably didn't see is that me and Tanya didn't speak for a few days at all, not at all.
Is it?
Yeah, whatsoever. So we didn't speak at all. And then she was like, she said to me, the day that she got back from Casa Amor, she said to me, I love you and I miss you. So obviously you have to see like when that's just happened, and then she says that to me, I'm just a bit like, wait, hold on a second here. And then after we didn't speak, she like put in a lot of graft. She was putting in a lot of effort. And then after the Jax Jones concert, she made that public speech for me.
Listen.
I couldn't even sleep yesterday. I snuck downstairs and I kissed him. And I just needed a hug, just anything. I'll let you know from the bottom of my heart, I love you so much.
Which must have taken a lot from her. And I really appreciate that because no girl's ever done anything like that for me.
It was iconic. I can't lie to you, that speech was iconic. The way she said it with her chest, I'm thinking, huh? Like, I feel like it's one of the female moments we will recall from the season. Mm. So you must have been...
I was over the moon because I just wanted her the whole time. Mm. I wanted her back, and it was... I knew she was just feeling me the whole time. Mm. I knew it. So I had to just like bide my time sort of thing. And then when she made that speech, I was just like, nah, I love this girl.
You love this girl?
Yeah, so... I loved her from the moment I said it to her, and I knew we'd end up together. So when she done that, I was just like, nah, she's special.
Yeah, because it looked like Casa Amor. Mm. There was a whole ruckus between you two, and then you guys just got back together. Mm. Like, everything was okay. Yeah. And we were just like, you know, what's going on? And then the movie night was intense.
It was not that simple.
Right.
It weren't that simple. I didn't just, like, she didn't just say one thing and then that was it. It was her putting in effort.
A journey.
Exactly. Most definitely. And as tough as it was, I wouldn't have changed it for anything because it's part of our journey.
Correct.
And it made us even stronger afterwards. So yeah, that whole section of the show and that whole period was a bit tough. But like I said, I wouldn't change it for anything.
I love that. I feel like it's just a very up and down journey with you two on the show. So in terms of looking back at it, have you watched any of your time on the show?
So I watched the first, I think, about 6 or 7 episodes.
Mm.
And I watched Casa Amor. That's all I've watched. And it was like, I told Tanya, when I watched it, I told Tanya, I've seen Casa Amor. This is like pretty much like a couple of weeks after we came out. So I told her I watched Casa Amor and I was like, it doesn't change how I feel about you. Ain't going to affect us in any sort of way. It's a TV show.
Mm.
So I've seen some of it. I haven't seen all of it. I don't think I'll watch any more of it, to be honest. But yeah, it's that's the only bits I've seen.
Coming out of the show,
mm-hmm.
mentally, like how have you dealt with that? Because I feel like there's expectations. People want you to meet things. And then also you don't even know how to navigate it yourself. Yeah. And nobody gives you like a manual guide.
Mm.
So you'll just have to do it on your wants.
Yeah.
So like, how do you even...
I think because of me, with me, like before going on the show, lived a regular life, worked a normal job, just did regular stuff. So then to be like thrust into this limelight and then coming out, you got fans, you got people trolling you, you got people... that have opinions on everything that you've done, you did, your girlfriend, all this stuff. So there's a lot of pressure on it. So for me, I couldn't have done any of this without my family. And Tanya obviously was an influencer before the show.
Right.
So when it comes to like content and social media and sort of stuff, I look to her for advice and she's literally my partner. So like I said, without my family and her, things have been a lot tougher. And there's so much pressure. People think... you come out of Love Island and you got to do this, that, and the next thing. And I'm just like, whoa, like, let me just slow down.
Relax.
You know what I mean? And just take everything in sort of thing. So, but there's no time to rest. Like, you've got to do content. You've got to engage with the people that are following you, that like you. And then obviously you got the negative comments as well that I just don't read. Like that from as soon as I came out, I think there was one time I must have read the comments and I was just like, you don't even know me and you got all these assumptions on me because you've seen me for this amount of time on a TV show, but you don't know me. So I just don't read into any of it. I know who I am. My family know who I am. My friends know who I am. My girlfriend knows who I am. That's all I care about.
Yeah, I think social media and viewing somebody on a very edited show has just taken out the human concept completely.
Yeah.
This is why I love doing shit like this, because you just humanize someone.
Yeah.
You see them from a different light, but also it's just like you don't even know the person and you really just come to just to... with yeah. your just, as if you're doing a piano, as if you're a whole musician child, and they're like, what are you even saying?
Yeah, exactly.
And so yeah, I would advise not to read the comment,
because I know that I'm an emotional person. I definitely don't read the comments.
Right.
I don't let people that don't know me get to me. Like right. You'll see stuff and blog pages and all this stuff, and like people having their opinion. You can't change everyone's opinion of you, but what I do care about is just what the people who are close to me and that I love, what they think about me.
Correct.
Anyone who doesn't know me, you can have your say, you can judge me, do all this stuff, but it's just water for duck's back. I don't know you, so your opinion doesn't matter to me.
Period.
Mm.
I feel like, and you may agree or disagree, but I feel like the edit both of you and Tanya got was different.
Mm.
Like I just felt like it comes across as if, you know, she was using you up and down the road.
Mm.
Or that she didn't like you one point and she liked you, she picked you up and dropped you whenever she wanted, and you were there to just be like, whatever.
Yeah.
As you said, there were things that happened. So do you feel like there was some, I don't know if the word bad edit is strong, but like an edit of you or her that you didn't really favour?
I think the edit of myself and Tanya was unfair.
Okay.
I think that's the best word I can use. I think it was a bit unfair. Everyone thought that she was this horrible person.
Right.
Like you said, pick me up, drop me, didn't like me, do you know what I mean? And it wasn't like that. There is a lot of things that go on behind the scenes that people don't understand. So it's like, obviously you can only go from what you see on the TV, and that's fine. If I was like a viewer, I would do the same. But for me, I knew what it was between me and Tanya from day one to the last day. I knew what it was. We communicated. We knew how the situation was going and how it was going to go. So yeah, that was, you know, it kind of made me, the edit kind of made me look a bit crazy, made me look a bit soft at times. It was like, Shaq's too soft, Shaq's moving mad, Shaq's doing too much, Tanya's this, Tanya's that, whatever. And it's like, you guys just don't know, like you don't know me and you don't know how the whole thing, because you only see an hour of the 24-hour day.
That's what I'm saying.
So you don't see everything. Do you know what I mean? So the edit is what it is. People can make their assumptions and things like that. But me and Tanya have said from day one, as long as me and her know what it is, that's all that matters.
That's all you need to just stay in that box, because when you look back at it, it was like, I know they've got a show and they've got entertainment.
Yeah.
But I feel like you and Tanya are bringing it, period. Like outside of this tumultuous editing, I just felt like both of you were some of the main characters on that show. When it came to you and your arguments, or you know, even helping other people, and then the Casa Amor, and then of course her speech as well, like all of it was just iconic. Like there was always something to talk about with you guys.
I think some of my friends told me that when I came out, there was multiple days that me and Tanya were trending on Twitter. So it was like, I know exactly, without them even having to tell me, I knew exactly what days it was, when it was, sort of thing. So there was always something going on with me and Tanya, and people always locked in to see what was next.
Mm.
So it was, oh, they're so cute together. Oh, Shaq love bombed her.
Mm.
But people didn't know that Tanya told me that she loved me before I even told her. But you don't see that.
Okay.
So it's like,
wait, tell you that again. So
Tanya said to me first that she loves me.
Okay.
So we had whispered it like a few times before that. But then it was just, I wanted to just do it, like make it a thing.
Right.
So then people were saying, Shaq love bombed her. But I'm just like, I just laugh at that because they didn't know that Tanya said it to me first.
Mm.
And then, oh, they're so cute together. And then there was The Hideaway, then it was Casa Amor and all this stuff. So yeah, there was always something going on with me and Tanya.
Maybe this is a question for Tanya, but post Casa, when she picked Martin, there seemed to be a disconnect between them two quite quickly when she was in that main villa with you.
Yeah.
Do you know why that could have been?
I think...
because it looked different from when she was with him in Casa. Yeah.
I think, to be fair, like, obviously you're on a show where you have to explore different connections.
Right.
Get to know people, see who's the right fit for you, sort of thing. And I feel like that's just what she did. But then when she came back to the villa and she saw me, it was just like, what am I doing? Like, I want him. Do you know what I mean? So obviously, like, she just did what we're all meant to do and just explore, whatever, get to know people. And then you see what you like and what you don't like, sort of thing. So yeah, it's nothing that bothers me. I've already addressed it publicly, privately. So it was just something that happened that she had to do, sort of thing.
Fair enough, fair enough. The reunion was a lot.
One, that did not happen. And two, if that's how you choose to speak about women, that's up to you. But I think that's disgusting.
Okay. Oh! Fair enough, that's fair enough. But
Damn, that was intense, man. That was I'm thinking like, I mean, to me, the reunion was quite dry, apart from your segment. Mm-hmm. That was the only segment that was given, like, what we needed for a reunion. Yeah. Did you expect it to go that way?
I knew what I was going to say.
Okay.
I knew what I wanted to discuss and address.
Because you weren't holding back, so...
There was no need for me to hold back. You know, I've seen... I don't hold back in anything I say, anything I do.
True.
So the reunion was just me being myself and addressing what I needed to address at the time. So once I got that out, I was just like, cool, that's it. Like, there's nothing else that needs to be said. It's in the past. Do you know what I mean? So, but it was definitely something that needed to be said.
What was your reaction to that comment that he was making? Initially, were you like, what? Like, why is this? Or were you just like, you expected something like this?
So when we was actually in the villa, there was no issue. There was no bad blood. There was no animosity. We was actually cool. Hmm. And anyone that was in the villa at the same time will know and see and say, will concur that there was no like friction between us.
Yeah.
It was literally communication. Because you even saw the day that Casper recoupling, I went to him and said, listen, no hard feelings. You didn't do anything that I wouldn't have done myself.
It is what it is. The game. Like, the game's a game.
Exactly. The game's a game. You got you just gotta charge it. Exactly. That's right.
I beg.
Do you know what I mean? So it was like that was all calm. There was no problems. And then it was just afterwards where you didn't need to make that comment. And it wasn't true as well. So are you doing it for clout? Are you doing it for attention? Whatever. And I was just like, this makes no sense because it wasn't necessary. So, and this is someone that's my girlfriend now. So there's no way I'm going to let anyone, doesn't matter who it is, speak disrespectfully of my girlfriend.
Period.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because that was a lot. And I was just thinking, I'm glad you lot addressed it. And Tanya wasn't even holding back herself. Both of you were like... Let's deal with this now.
Yeah, we're both very similar in that aspect. If we've got something to say, we're going to say it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whew. Any exclusives from your season? Is there anything that happened that either you, Tanya, went through, either somebody that you know of that happened? Is there anything on top of your head? Don't tell me if you don't want to. Or did I have it on your head? But
if I could, I would. Trust me. But I think all I can say is that Tanya was never interested in Martin.
Really?
That's all I'm going to say. That's all I can say. So take from that what you will. I know people are going to say, oh, but in Casamore, this, that, and whatever. But yeah, she was never interested.
Wow, that Martin changes the whole...
So
for you now not to be interested and then that comment is being made. You're now not going to be even more...
Exactly, so... Because she obviously knows, and I know. So I'm just like, allow it, man, because you have no idea.
Damn.
You have no idea. So she was never, she always wanted me. Always.
Obviously, I mean, it shows.
Yeah, exactly. So it was like, obviously, in like the first couple of weeks, I think after the kissing challenge, she was like, oh, this will give me the ick and all that stuff. And everyone was like, oh, nah, like, it's over, da da da. But yeah, that's all I can say on that one.
Whoo! I mean, that's what I needed, Joe. So I'm good. What's your opinion on Olivia? Because people was basically, well, like, this is the most hated contestant in Love Island history, or people thought that she was draining, or etc. Did you caught on to that in the villa, or you were look when you were seeing this commentary outside? You were like, I don't understand.
Yeah. So when I came out and I saw Olivia was getting all this hate, and she's a friend of mine, like she's a good friend of mine. So when I saw that, I was like, how are people hating on her so much? Like. She's honestly one of the nicest people that you meet if you know her. Obviously, you're going to see it from a TV show and make your judgments that way. But Olivia's a very good friend of mine. She's honestly such a sweet girl, good friends with me and Tanya. So when I saw that she was getting all this hate to a dramatic extent, I was like, is that really necessary?
Yeah.
Because again, like,
is that deep?
Because I know her. It's not that deep. Like, because I know her as well. It's like, you can't be coming at her like that. Like, I get people wanna, you know, clickbait stuff and make these comments and things like that, but she's honestly a nice person. So yeah, that all that stuff wasn't necessary.
Yeah, because it, like, watching the show as a viewer, I thought that she was draining as hell. I was just thinking, when is it going to end, etc., like that. But again, editing, and again, is it that deep? Like, you know, the new season's already starting in a week.
Literally, like, people have already pretty much forgotten about our season, or like, are moving on. Like, the new cast got announced today.
How do you feel about that?
About the new cast getting announced today?
Yeah.
I think good luck to them, because no, seriously, I think I want them to do well.
Right.
I hope everything goes well for them. Obviously, I know what it's like being in there. So I just hope they're all mentally tough enough to go through that whole experience.
Yeah.
Because don't get me wrong, Love Island is probably the best experience of my life. I got a girlfriend out of it as well. But the people going in, I honestly hope all of them do as best as they can. And yeah, hopefully it's going to be an interesting season. I might tune in.
Have you seen the lineup?
I think I just saw it. I literally saw it today. Got some good looking people.
There's good people there. Yeah. There's Catherine. Yes.
Tanya knows her.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. They know, she knows her. I'm not exactly how, but.
Right, connections and stuff.
Yeah, so.
There's a girl called Ruchi. Yeah. Then there's a boy called Andre, I believe his name is.
I think I saw that.
And then, like, yeah, we'll just see what it's saying. I feel like the lineup looks okay. But I feel like when there's now a Love Island Winter that just finished end of March.
Yeah.
And now we're getting
a quick turnaround.
It's a quick turnaround to the point where I'm not excited as I used to be. I just feel like...
To build up the excitement.
Yeah.
Enough time to do it.
Yeah. I feel like it's oversaturation. I feel like they're just throwing it in our face. And then, I don't know if you're doing this, but there's All-Stars happening. The Love Island All-Stars.
Yeah, so
that's happening in October this year.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
See, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
So if it's happening in October... and then if there's another winter
it's coming back.
You're just gonna get Love Island.
You know what I mean? And then you got Big Brother happening as well.
Oh yeah.
So
it's a lot of reality TV coming up.
It's too much. So they haven't reached out to you for All Stars?
No.
Interesting.
Nothing. I think because it's very recent. I didn't even know that the All Stars was happening this year. So I don't know. Maybe we're not an All Star.
Yeah, they announced it in America, so I'm gonna.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Be on Peacock where they do Love Island USA. They must do on ITV, but it's just a lot of TV.
If you're a Love Island super fan, this is like your bread and butter.
Do you know what I mean? Who are you in touch with, like, still on your season that you're close with, outside of Maxwell?
So obviously, outside of Maxwell, Tom, Casey, Claudia, Sammy. I think they're the people that I'm closest with. I still talk to, I'm very good friends with Jordan, good friends with Zara, Ron, Lana, Kai, Sanam. I literally saw Kai and Sanam the other day. We went to an event. And we was there. So I'm literally cool with pretty much everyone. But I would say out of everyone, I'm probably the closest to Maxwell, Tom, Casey, Claudia and Sammy.
What do you make of Kai and Sanam's journey? Because of course nobody really expected the Casamore Islander to come in, win the whole show.
Yeah.
Like it was just crazy. I mean, it looked very genuine to me.
Yeah.
But were you surprised that they won? Or did you kind of expect
I wasn't surprised. Kai and Sam are both very good people. You can see that their connection and their relationship is genuine.
Right.
Especially being on the inside of it. I think Kai had a very up and down journey throughout the whole season.
He did as well, man.
Very up and down. But I think he finally found that person in Sanam and they worked well together. And yeah, it was just nice to see them. I was happy for them that they won because I think seeing that Kai went through so much throughout the whole season, finally got that person that he could be with and just be himself with to then go and win it. I'm happy for them, honestly, because they're both good people. Seen them the other day and yeah, they are. I wish them all the best.
How has it been influencer, social media, content creator and all of this
it's so strange. Like I said, like, I'm obviously before doing regular stuff, lived a regular life.
Right.
And now doing this now is so strange for me. But I think I'm adjusting quite well.
Yeah.
It is, like I said, it's a lot of pressure because people always want to see something.
Yeah, you know I'm saying? It's okay though to be like, you know what, I've done Love Island, got my girl, back to my job. Deuces. Yeah.
There's actually nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But at the same time, people are obviously invested in you for a reason. So it's like, it's so nice that people want to see more of you, more pictures, more videos, like whatever. It'll be like, I'll be somewhere and I'll be like, oh, where's Tanya? Or Tanya will be somewhere, no, where's Shaq?
She dresses very well.
Listen, that girl is probably one of the best dressed people that I've seen.
She does.
Dresses very well. She's even put her splash on me as well. So, yeah. Like making all this content and things like that is, I actually enjoy it because it's something for people to see. They obviously like it. But it's just something completely different to what I was doing 6 months ago.
Right. So I'm saying, because you worked in the airport, was it like security when you passed at the airport?
Yeah.
At Heathrow.
Yeah.
Mad. That job is crazy. That's intense, man.
You see a lot of stuff.
That's what I'm saying. You must see a lot of shit going through.
A lot of stuff.
That's wild.
Some wild stuff.
And Tanya was a full-time influencer as well.
Yeah,
so okay, so you're good hands.
Exactly. So like I was saying, like she's my partner. I'll be like, oh, does this look good? Do you think this will be interesting? And like, yeah, she takes my pictures. I take hers. And yeah, we kind of, we just bounce.
You're taking her pictures.
Yeah.
They look nice.
So all them pictures that you see on the Instagram, yeah, that's me.
Is it?
Yeah, that's me. So she's taught me a figure or two as well. And I have no problem with that. Like I'm always someone that wants to be better at whatever I do. So I'll take on advice. It doesn't even just have to be from her. It could be from anyone. Like people have said, oh, Shaq, we want to see this or we want to see that. And then I've gone and done it. And then it's gotten like a good response sort of thing. So like my TikTok dances, like people are so invested in that. When I do like a new TikTok dance, like we've got like a couple that are over a million on TikTok. So
because you really, who's teaching you this stuff?
Do you know what?
Is it one YouTube video?
Nah, it's not even that. Do you know what it is? It'll be like, so Tanya obviously got me into Amapiano.
Okay.
Yeah, so I didn't really listen to it before.
Zimmy.
Yeah, she's from Zim. So I didn't really listen to it before. And then obviously when I met her, she got me into it and now I love it. So then it'll
it's
be like,
good, man.
I'll scroll through TikTok, I'll see something, I'll be like, oh, I want to do that. And then I'll do it. And obviously, because I'm Caribbean, people are like, oh, Shaq's converted to Zim and all this stuff. But it's just me just having fun.
Cross culture, it's nice.
Yeah, literally.
I'm seeing Uncle Waffles today, so.
Oh, is it?
I'm excited.
Nah, you'll enjoy it, man.
I'm really excited. And to be honest, is that something I wasn't really into it before? But as you're listening to it more now, you're
it's
just
infectious,
thinking,
man.
It's infectious.
It's very infectious.
And it's just really everywhere. So I see you doing these dances on TikTok, and I feel like it's just good that you're doing something like that, like you're branching out.
Yeah, literally just having fun.
Just having fun with social media and just see what it brings you. But there's a lot of pressure, man. Because not even from a side of your job, but also the side of the relationship. Are you not going to move in? When's that going to happen? Are you going to Liverpool? She come to London? And it's like, relax.
Yeah. Which, it's like, I like that people want to know what we're doing next.
Right.
People are invested in you. Like, I appreciate that so much. But me and Tanya, because we're both in the same limelight, we're both living the same like sort of lives. So we both understand each other in every single aspect. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, me and Tanya aren't moving in together anytime soon. Something we've spoken about in length.
Good.
Because I think it's something where we want to just enjoy our relationship. She lives in Liverpool. I live in London. We literally see each other every week. Where we are, I'm up there. She comes down here.
Is it?
Yeah, literally. So we're just enjoying that. Sometimes we'll miss, when we miss each other and then you see someone, it's like you get that excitement all over again.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, we're just enjoying our relationship and just taking it each step at a time. There's no need to rush just because we come off a show. People think that you come out, oh, you're in a relationship, move in together straight away, do this straight away, whatever. And it's not like that.
It's not realistic.
We're going at our own pace. Exactly. Like, we're going at our own pace. Like, let's be honest. Like, I've only known Tanya for what? 4 months? 5 months? So I'm not going to move in with someone just because everyone wants us to.
Hmm.
We're going to do everything at our pace and we're very happy. So
I think that makes sense. Like, even if you didn't be moving until 2 years, like, everyone goes at their own pace.
Exactly.
But, like, yeah, I just feel like everybody wants to be, you can't have the same guideline for every relationship.
Exactly. And it's like, especially because of Love Island, they think, oh, you lived with her already for 2 months. Like, why not just do that on the outside? And it doesn't matter like that. Like, she has her family and her friends in Liverpool. I have my friends and my family in London.
Hmm.
And it's like, I want to spend as much time with my family, but also make time for my girlfriend. And we do that. And it works. We're happy. So there's no need for us to rush into something just because people want us to. Do you know what I mean? It's our relationship. No one else is. No one else is involved. It's me and her. So everything that we do is going to be on our terms.
It's interesting because the journey looked very tumultuous, but on the outside, it's just smooth sailing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. When you look at it like that.
Yeah. No relationship is perfect. Obviously, right. We have our disagreements, as anyone would on the outside. But we are very happy.
Mm.
And it's like, the show is the show, but real life is real life. And in real life, we're in love. Do you know what I mean? And people see it. I see a lot of people in the comments saying, oh, they're growing on me now. I like them now. Them two together, like all this stuff. So it's like, exactly. So now that you see us in real life, there's no need to...
There's no editing.
Yeah, exactly. It's just us. Yeah.
It's just you guys. And it's refreshing to see because in the show, it was a very different way. And I just felt like maybe it was editing. Maybe it was unfair, as you said. Because when I see it on the outside, it's like, it's all sweet.
Yeah.
And like, of course, everyone has ups and downs, but it looks more healthier than what we saw.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Because there's not that pressure, that influence of everything. And just, there's no separation.
When your family came in, your sister looked like she didn't like Tanya.
Yeah.
Was there just like emotions because it's your family?
Yeah, obviously my sisters are both older than me. So they're very
protective. Okay, I got older sisters
too. So they're both protective of me.
Okay.
Even though I'm an adult, they're still very protective of me and I'm very close to them. So obviously they're just seeing what they see on TV and they're like, why is she treating my brother like this?
Mm.
So obviously when she came in, she said what she said and everything like that. But since we've come out, my sisters love Tanya and they understand everything that went on. And they're even like planning their own like get together sort of thing without me. And I love that because to me, obviously you got to get the parents' approval, but my sisters, if you don't get the approval of my sisters, we can't go any further because we're so close and I love them so much. So to see my sisters and Tanya like get along so well and have that good relationship, that means the world to me.
What's your background?
I'm Jamaican and Grenadian.
Jamaican and Grenadian.
Yeah.
Where in Jamaica?
So St. Thomas.
I don't be saying where in Jamaica. Now that I've been.
From St. Thomas.
Listen, Jamaica is everything.
Yeah.
Like, when do you go like regularly or like?
I haven't been for quite a few years to be honest, but I'm going, me and Tanya are actually going.
Is it? That's going to be lit.
Yeah, end of the year, we've got plans to go, so.
I feel like it's good when a couple goes to different countries together. Like, you know, Will and Jesse.
Yeah, they're in Australia
right now.
They're
in Australia now. People want to see that journey. They're invested in that.
Mm.
So I feel like I would now want to see her in your country, in Jamaica.
I'm going to be in her country as well this year.
Amazing. Yeah. So a lot of content for you guys to even just put out.
Yeah. I think end of the summer, I should be going to Zimbabwe.
That's good.
And then end of the year, she's going to be coming me to Jamaica. So we're going to get a taste of each other's culture.
Yeah. She's on YouTube now as well, I noticed.
Yeah.
She's being consistent.
Got that content coming. She literally just dropped a new YouTube video yesterday of the vlog from when we was on the cruise.
Love that.
So, and I watched it myself yesterday because when she edits, I see it when everyone else sees it. So she doesn't like to show me when it's done.
Is it?
Yeah. So she'll be like, funny. She'll text me and be like, oh, babe, the video's dropping at 6 p.m. Make sure you watch. So it's like, I get to watch when everyone else watches. And I'm like, even though I'm in it, I'm just like, wow, this girl, she done a really good job.
Mm.
Like, I know she'll be on FaceTime to me and be like, I've been editing for like 4 hours straight. And people need to appreciate how much time and effort she puts into YouTube because it's for everyone. Like, you know yourself how much time and effort you have to put into YouTube.
It's not easy.
And she does it all the time. And I couldn't be more proud of her because she's so hardworking. And it's like, I'll push her to do more.
Mm.
I'll be like, have you done this? Have you done that? Whatever. And then she'll be the same thing to me. So we bounce off each other, make sure that each other, we stay on job sort of thing, and make sure that we both work hard. And that's what I love about our relationship. It's not like I'll let her slack or she'll let me slack. It's like, have you done this? Have
it's
you
a
done
partnership.
That? Exactly. So, and she's like my partner, my best friend, my girlfriend, all in one. And yeah, I love that.
It's good. YouTube is the hardest, I would say, but it's the most rewarding. That's the way I'd put it. So hopefully she just continues with the consistency. There's vlogs for you now to be doing when you're in Jamaica, when you're in Zimbabwe, that there's a lot for you guys to do. So it's good that you lot are on it.
Yeah.
Straight away.
A lot of content to come.
There's a lot of content and the mind is there. So what's next? I hate this question. I really hate this question. Someone asked me this question. But what's next for you? Because I just feel like, and not publicly, whatever, but in terms of like, what do you want to do? I hate people say, where are you in 5 years? Because me, I don't even know. But do you have a guideline or things that you may want to do?
So I most definitely have a plan. Probably one of the things that I wrote down first when I came out.
Okay.
How much money I want to make. What I want to do, what I want to get into, how do I want me and Tanya to go, sort of thing. And step by step, because these things don't happen overnight, but step by step, I'm going to get there. There's a little...
God willing.
There's something I'm working on right now that I can't really just reveal just yet, but it's very exciting. It's a very, very, very good thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
I love that.
I can't really... I can't disclose just yet, but...
No, please don't.
But yeah, there's a contract there, so...
Okay, so, not a contract.
There is a contract there,
not
so...
You just...
got a sign on the dotted line, but yeah, a lot of exciting things to come, so...
Oh, now I'm excited
Keep your eyes peeled, definitely.
Please, my eyes will be open. They're only peeled. No, that's really good that you've got things coming for you, but it's also like, I feel like I see you doing this very well. And I feel like don't let bad or negativity come into your mindset. It's very, you know, especially in London and this city of bad vibes. People will be wanting you to fall or wanting you to not do well. But God willing, you continue to be successful.
Amen.
God willing, she continues to be successful. Yeah. And that you guys actually have, you know, continue to as your career if you guys want to do that. But I feel like you're driven.
Very, very. Even before the show, everything I did, I just want to be the best I can be at it.
Period.
So now it's something else. This is a whole different life for me. This is now something I want to be as best I can at it. So all I got to do is just stay on my grind, keep working hard, stay prayed up, and just, you know, all in God's timing.
Are you religious?
Yeah.
Nice. Catholic?
So I've literally, my dad is Muslim and I got family that are Christian.
Your dad's Muslim? Wait, who's Jamaican?
My dad.
Is it? Yeah.
So he's Muslim.
I don't know many Jamaican Muslims, you know.
That's why my last name is Muhammad.
That's, Shaq Muhammad. That's a good point. Because the mosque I go to in Brixton is a Jamaican Muslim community. The majority, and so there's bare Jamaicans there and they're all Muslim. And it's just like, for me, it's interesting because a lot of them are reverts.
Yeah.
They haven't actually grown up in a religion. So, and in Jamaica, I believe there's a very small Muslim community.
Yeah.
So it's not that big. So.
So he was raised a Christian and then.
He converted.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. So then I've got family that are Christian. I've got family that are Muslim. So for me, I would always just say that I'm a child of God.
Okay.
I pray every day. I believe in.
You're going to be close to your mum's religion, Christianity, no? That's your mom.
I'm in touch with both. Let's say.
Is it hard?
Because
identity.
Yeah. Do you know what it is? It's like when growing up, I was raised a Muslim. My dad had a very big influence on my religion. So I was raised a Muslim. But obviously, I got family as well that are Christian. So it's like.
So you used to pray 5 times a day.
Yeah. So I was literally. I went to a Muslim private school.
Okay. In London.
Yeah.
Rabway.
So that was when I was like really young, and then I went to public school. And like I'm very close with both sides of my family.
Right.
So it's like, do I stay a Muslim? Do I become a Christian?
It's hard.
Sort of thing. So I was just like, if I say to myself that I'm a child of God, I'm a very, very strong believer in God. Both me and Tanya are. And we pray together, most definitely. We pray together. I pray every day. But yeah.
Interesting, yeah. Because the Jamaicans in my family are also reverts as well. So they've converted to Islam.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that I guess happens.
People have been asking me that for a time. Shaq, you're a Muslim? I'm saying, nah, I'm not.
Yeah, because your name, Shaq Muhammad. Yeah.
So I'll keep my last name. I always keep my last name because obviously my dad gave me that name. That's my dad's last name.
Period.
And so, yeah, that's always going to be a part of me. But I would just say, I respect every single religion. But growing up in a family where there's Muslims and there's Christians, I would just say that I'm just a child of God.
At this point,
yeah,
because it can be confusing. What does your dad's opinion of you not being as religious today? Does that bother
him? You know what? It doesn't bother him at all. My dad is very much whatever you want to do and whatever makes you happy.
Realistic.
Yeah.
Cool.
He's like, go and do that. I just want you to be happy and proud of you regardless. So when, because I'm an adult, I'm a grown man. So he just like, he's very much so a Muslim. But he doesn't ever put pressure on me to pick a religion, to do this, to do that, whatever. He's just like, he knows I believe in God, very strong believer in God. So he's just like, whatever you want to do, whatever makes you happy, do that. And I really respect that from him, because a lot of parents could be like, no, you're this, you're that, whatever.
Yeah. My dad's not like that at all. Yeah, you feel like force.
Yeah, and he's not like that at all.
I hate when people force religion, because then you just shy away from it. Like, if you do it on your own accord, it's more powerful, it's your own journey.
Exactly.
But that's good, though. I thank you so much for coming on.
No, thank you.
I appreciate it. Let me give you a handshake. God willing, your success continues. Because I feel like you're very ambitious and you've got a good head on your shoulders.
How old
are you?
I'm 25.
25. Okay, cool. Yeah. And your Love Island, did you apply for it? Or did it just...
I applied.
And is it?
Yeah, I applied.
Did you even think you were going on?
Nah. I was like, let me just do... My friends were always like, oh, Shaq, you should do it. Like,
for fun.
Like, you might meet someone. Mm. You're good at talking to people. Obviously good looking as well. So I was just like, you know what, why not? I'll shoot my shot and see what happens. And then it just getting further and further and further. Then I got flown out and then it was like, okay, you're starting cast and then you're going in next week. And I was just like, oh, so then it's all happening. So obviously I couldn't tell anyone apart from my sisters and my best friend, Levi, who came on the show. So I couldn't tell anyone. And then when my friends all saw it, they came out and it was, when I spoke to them and I came out, they was like, Chat, we thought you were missing, we thought you got kidnapped, we thought all this stuff, because I wasn't on my phone at all and I couldn't speak to them.
Not kidnapped.
Yeah, because it's like, I'm very active on my phone. So when I wasn't in the group chat at all for ages, they were like, what's going on? But yeah, I applied and here I am.
That's crazy. And you're starting cast as well. Did you know you're going on Love Island Winter?
Yeah. So I think, because I applied in the summer. So I didn't know if I was even going to get on anything at all. But then they said, oh yeah, we'd like to have you on for the winter one that's coming up. And I'd be like, okay, cool. And then just carried on going with it. And then one thing led to another and another. And then I went on it. And to be the starting cast as well. So I was just like, this is crazy.
Stupid question. But do you see reconciliation with you and Martin? Or is it just like, you know what, it is what it is?
Do you know what it is? I don't have...
Because you don't want to disrespect your girl as well, at the same time, and what her opinions are.
Yeah, exactly. Tanya's her own person, and I'm my own person. I think Martin is just Martin. I don't have any feelings towards him. I don't dislike him. I don't like him. He's just who he is.
Right.
But there's not going to be any reconciliation. From the time you've gone to that length and disrespected my girlfriend, there's nothing left to say. I've addressed it publicly at the reunion. Nothing else to say.
Yeah, I get that, because you know, it just makes sense. Either you want to reconcile, you're just like, you know what it is, what it is, and just keep it at bay.
Literally, there's nothing. It's not relevant.
There's not relevant. You know what I mean? No, but I feel like your journey was tumultuous. I feel like it was, you start OG, but starting, you know, with Tanya, and it was up and down. You guys started off strong, and Casa and whatever, but you guys persevered. You came out. You're still strong together as you were back then, and I feel like you've proven a lot of people wrong.
Yeah,
because a lot of people must have thought, oh, you know.
A lot of people thought we was going to be the first to break up.
Yeah.
I saw that a lot. People thought, I give it 2 weeks. Then after 2 weeks was, I give it a month. After a month, like, give it 2 months. And people just always like,
the fact that they're waiting.
They're waiting for us. They're waiting for us to see that statement and be like, I knew it. I said it, like, I knew it, whatever. But me and Tanya are very happy together. And our relationship is going from shrink to shrink. Like, my family love her. Her family love me. And we're happy together. So all those people that had bad words to say about us are eating their words.
So what's your opinion on Sammy and Tom breaking up? Because they came third and, you know, nobody saw that coming. I feel like they're still cordial. But
Sammy and Tom are both very close friends of mine, both of them. And them breaking up didn't separate our friendship in any sort of way. I still talk to Tom on a daily basis, talk to Sammy on a daily basis, and meet up with them individually. They can be together in the same place.
That's healthy.
And it's calm. And they act, and it's just like, we're normal. Everyone's normal. So it's not awkward. So the fact that they're still very close and we're close to them as well, and we have a good friendship with them. Like, it makes me happy because they're both very good friends of mine, very good people, and I love them.
She even said herself that she had an issue with Martin.
Yeah.
And the whole like unaired stuff. So it really goes to show you there's a lot of unaired conversations and arguments. I feel like even Ellie came out and said something about you getting involved in some kind of conversation or argument. There's bad stuff.
Bro,
I didn't watch that video.
You have no idea.
I actually didn't watch it. I just heard that there was something that you went through with somebody. I don't even know who it was. But it's just like,
yeah, there was a little argument. Well, a little back and forth. That wasn't aired because, yeah, it was. It wasn't necessary to be aired, but it was just something that happened. Do you know what I mean?
Because you would think, why not air drama?
Yeah, I think because of what had happened, and I think there was a lot going on, so it was very close. I think it was in between. I'm trying to remember exactly when it was. I think it was.
But whose name did she say? She said yours and somebody else's. I can't remember.
Yeah, it was me and Tanyel.
So, how do you feel about that?
About it not being aired or about the argument itself?
The fact that people are saying or airing out that this argument happened with you and someone else when they weren't involved in the argument.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I mean, Ellie's like, again, a good friend of mine as well.
Okay, so you didn't feel any type of way about it?
No, of course. Because when I came out, I saw a lot of stuff. Ellie backing me and Tanya. Because Ellie was very close to me and Tanya as well. Like, sometimes she came in. Me and Tanya, we would always sit with her and we chat to her, and we was quite close. So that doesn't make me feel any sort of way, to be honest.
Okay, yeah, okay. So that's the part that I completely forgot about. But it was when she got dumped, Tanya, and they basically pinned it on you and Olivia and whatever. Was there more to that, or was just how that's just how it wasn't happened?
Like that, I didn't get, because I don't know why the public or people thought that we set her up.
Yeah, that's how it came across.
Set her up to leave. It wasn't like that at all. She had told everyone that she didn't like Jordan, that she wasn't feeling Jordan. So Jordan's my friend. So naturally, I'm just going to tell him. Like, I'm going to tell him, like, this is the situation. What you then choose to do with that is your choice, because, you're a grown man. Jordan's 28. So
is it?
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought he was like 22. He looks bare young.
Nah, Jordan's 28. So he's old. He was the oldest throughout the whole season. So the fact that you think that me and Tanya and Livia set her up to leave, that makes no sense, because he's a grown man. He can make his own decisions. And yeah, we just told him what she told everyone else. And even when she left, it was like, she said, oh, I'm glad I'm going home. I miss my family. I was never going to find a connection with anyone in here. And now she has a boyfriend. So it's like, was that really necessary? Do you know what I mean? But yeah, I don't have any bad blood between anyone. It's in the past. This has happened ages ago.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's the way it should be kept.
Exactly. Like, I know who I'm friends with from the show. I know who I'm cool with, who I got a lot of love for. And then there's just people from the show. I don't have, like I said, no bad blood, whatever. I just know who I'm close with and who I'm not to. That's it.
That's all it is, man. You got to keep a straight head.
Literally.
But thank you so much for coming on.
No, thank you for having
me. I appreciate it. And guys, check out the day party that he's having with Maxwell. The link is in the bio below.
Most definitely.
It's going to be lit. So definitely go check that out. Follow him on his TikTok. You see him dancing.
Yes, man. I got another one that I actually need to drop, to be fair. So you don't like my TikTok dances. It's coming, man.
So how long does it take you to film these? Are you doing bare cuts?
Nah, not at all. It's like, I'll see something and then whether I mess it up or it's not as good or whatever, I'll just do it. Simple as. I don't need to, like, I'm not trying to be this sensation or whatever. I'm just having fun. I'll see something that looks fun, I'll do it. Whether it's me or whether it's me and Tanya or whatever, it's just having fun, man.
Yeah, it's good, man. You just got to just let live and ignore the trolls, man.
Exactly.
Because a lot of that is just coming out of their own lack of enjoyment of life. But they have to just reflect. It's wild. But definitely subscribe to Tanya's channel as well.
Most definitely.
And check out their Instagrams. And Shaq, I'll catch you soon, man. Thank you so much.
I'll see you very soon,
appreciate
man.
It.
Thank you, man.
Boy, give me another clap.